3, and I think we're back to normal operating procedures this week.
Yeah.
None of that.
Taking exciting breaks, stuff, yeah.
None of that. Talking about things that don't matter. It's back to business as usual. No review this week.
Nope.
No.
Yo. No, never mind.
What?
No, no, no.
Were you
going to
say something?
No, I was like, I could totally review Ted 2.
Oh, you watched that?
No way. Today.
Did you?
What? Yeah.
For what reason?
My mom wanted to go see a movie. So we were going to go
see... You took her to Ted 2 instead of Inside Out?
We were going to go see Inside Out, which is what I wanted to see.
But...
And then she got all, like, cold feet because, like, she saw that there's just shitload of kids. And she's like, oh, I don't want to watch a kids movie. Like, whatever. And then, anyways, it was already sold out. So she wanted to see a movie still, so we saw Ted.
I heard that movie is sick.
What, Ted 2?
No.
Inside Out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard great things.
Yo, Ted 2 is not good.
Nope.
Like, the sickest.
Like zero out of five.
Really?
It's not.
Come
fun.
On.
I had some chuckles. Like the best it got out of me was like a couple. Was like ha, but that was it. Like,
did you watch the first one?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like the first one?
I liked the first one. I remember that being really funny.
Okay. Then I guess if you say it's not good, it's not good.
Yeah, man.
I just never liked it because I don't like Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, this like really shows in this one. Like, oh, he's really? Got a bunch of show tunes and stuff. And...
Oh, this one's about him, right?
No, this one's about like Ted, is
legalized.
Yeah, he's like. The state finds him not to be a person and finds him to be property.
Mm.
And he's going around to fight this legal course to prove that he's a human being and that he has emotions and he can feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like that really heavy subject is like counteracted by the fact that all their jokes are about like smoking weed and like getting other people's semen dropped on them and stuff. Like, yeah.
Exciting.
It's not funny.
So did anybody end up with that chick?
What chick?
Samuel Jackson.
Oh,
Amanda Seyfried?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg's character did.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah,
I thought he would. That's Amanda Seyfried?
Yeah.
Damn.
She's a hottie patootie, eh?
Sure.
She was in Mean Girls.
Oh, really?
She was the ditzy one.
Yeah. She was a good ditzy girl.
So do you, Vince. So do you.
I know. But yeah, so there's your review of Ted 2.
It's not good. Don't watch it.
Five out of
five.
Thank you
for that insightful review.
Yeah, I just wanted to fill you guys in.
Mm. A bit of housekeeping. Last week, we talked about our trips and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was listening back to it, and I totally forgot to put it up on the internet. So I just put it up like a day or two ago.
Okay. Wait, like on the iTunes feed?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't even think it's on the YouTube one yet.
No, it is not.
So I'll make sure to do that eventually.
Okay.
Anyways, I was listening back to it. I'm like... Wow, Anthony sounds really excited about Japan. And then when it got to me, I was like, huh, I'm just shitting on Anthony.
Yeah.
So I just got to clarify. Anthony's fine to travel with. He's totally fun to travel with. I was just giving him a hard time because I always do that to Anthony.
Yeah, no, we do that to each other. Yeah. That's what friendship's for.
Yeah. But yeah, no.
They love each other.
Yeah. But he made the trip a lot more enjoyable. He contributed. So
what? Whoa! Okay, hold on.
I don't what? Like. Is this internet persona?
Yeah,
or is this,
I don't like. This is genuine.
Genuine.
This is
like,
almost as. This is almost as big.
Do
as
I have
me like doing the bro?
Should
thing.
I give you like $10 after the show?
It's a bit more than that.
Okay. Oh my like God. I charge a premium. But...
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is one of the big milestones, Vince.
Are we going to milestones? Later?
Apologizing to Anthony and saying that he appreciates him as a friend.
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
Good what? Stuff.
But I appreciate it.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you do. But still, I would never travel with him again.
But we're going on that trip.
What trip?
Then we're going to that next trip where we're both going.
Oh, to the UK?
Yeah, totes.
Right. You're not.
Yeah, I'm totally coming with you. Kind of like, yo, what's up? No. Your mom told me all the deets.
No thanks.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
What did she say this time?
Yeah, she's like, you can totes go. Like, I can't wait.
My mom said,
yeah.
You can totes
yeah,
go?
Yeah, yo, it'll be hella fun, dog. That's what she told me.
That's like, what my mom
yeah.
said.
I might be paraphrasing a bit, but. Like...
All right. You could have totally gotten away with that if you told me she texted you then. Because that's how she texts.
Does she really?
Yeah. Like, she's still on early 2000s slang.
Like,
replacing words with consonants. So, you, C.
Oh. Man. Early 2000s slang is...
Like, when you had to shorten T9, that's what she's still on.
That's funny.
That's what my mom's still on, too. So
yeah, and so whenever she texts me stuff, I'm like, what are you...
What is this?
What is this? this is some sort of code?
And there's just two lines of emojis afterwards, like...
No, she hasn't figured that
out. Oh, okay.
No, she hasn't figured that
out. Once she does, though...
Yeah, no, I need a cipher every time she...
Text you?
A mom cipher.
Yeah. That's the same way with my mom, but she uses Tagalog slang too, so you can understand.
That's even worse.
Yeah, I get crushed.
Yeah.
You're like, I forgot about all this. It reminds me of
that movie. You remember that Ali G movie or whatever?
Yeah. Which one? Or though, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then he said like a Texas buddy. He's like, I can't actually figure out your text, bro. He's like, yo, look, it says get here together tonight and get the chain going. It's like, that's not even what? Yeah, so that's pretty funny.
Sweet. Well, it's time for Blavin's favorite segment of the show.
Ooh.
Tell me, what are we doing now?
Letters.
Oh, wow. This is a... Oh, crap. Letters?
No.
Oh.
No. No.
What?
Your favorite segment's Picks and Weeks.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, right. You were so hyped on it last week.
I can do without it. I always get excited with letters.
I mean, I can read to you some of the comments we receive on YouTube.
Oh, we get sick comments, man. Come on. Sickest.
Whoa, one day, one time, baby. Come on, let's do it.
Anthony, read a comment.
All right, no.
I wish we had a comment day.
It's funny because, these comments aren't, like, even directed at the podcast.
No.
They're just directed at Vince.
Actually?
Yeah. Just complaining.
My favorite one is Vince is like, yo, bro, I love that you're doing all this stuff, but just go back to Gundam reviews. That one was so funny. It's just like, thanks?
Like, yeah. How am I supposed to...
Like, that's some sort of backhanded compliment.
Yeah, I was like, what is going on?
Oh, that was a positive comment. No, I can't read that.
Oh. Did you load up some comments to read on the air?
First comment, and where's the Gunpla? Says Justin Chan. Please do another Gunpla review. It's just like nothing about the podcast.
It's amazing.
Are you going to do the high-grade Gundam the end? Please review the Nile Gundam and compare it with Tri Burning. I'm sure you've been asked this already, but why hasn't there been any Gundam reviews lately? Will you do a real grade 00 Riser? Please do real grade 00 Riser. Those are all the comments on one video.
They don't actually care. They just get their harassments. That's so funny. Oh my god.
So, I'll. I still have it set up so that I get emails every time someone comments on one of my videos.
Yeah.
Like every morning, I wake up to like 20 emails of comments, and they're all. They're like 90% that.
Why aren't you doing the Gundam I like? What the frig?
Yeah, that's the gist of most of them. But keep them coming. It's entertaining.
Yeah, okay. I found the text that they did in that movie.
What movie?
So it's LNK space CR space BA2REZ space 2G4.
What?
Yeah, the friend was like, what does this mean? And it's link car batteries together. But he spelled batteries with BA2REZ. B2REZ. And he's meant together with 2G4. 2G4. And so you just see it on like an old Nokia, and the guy's trying to figure out what it is. I feel like that's what it's like with moms. It's like, mom, you have no like text limit.
So what I don't get is, in the past year, I recently got my mom to go on an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
And when you text like that, the whole thing autocorrects you anyway.
Yeah. So
what I want to know is she fighting the autocorrect?
I think she's fighting the autocorrect.
Or maybe she's like, she figured out how to change the autocorrect so it autocorrects to what she wants.
Yeah. And at first I thought it was, oh, you probably need like a text limit, right? Like you only have 140 characters for one text.
Yeah.
But we're on iMessage with each other. So
yeah, so it doesn't.
So it doesn't matter. And I already told her and she knows, but old habits die hard, I guess.
She's trying to keep hip with the kids. What do you want?
No, she's not.
At least she's trying, you know?
I feel sorry for her coworkers.
Is she texting like professional documents? Like, yo, yeah, son,
no, that's what she does.
Here's the sick like Q1 report.
She does. That's
really funny. Like, oh god.
I put that shit in Comic Sans so it's easier to read. Like
the color coded, yeah. All the vowels.
Well, speaking of YouTube, I did watch a trailer this week.
Did you tell me about it? Tell me.
I watched
an
opening to a game that was subsequently taken down and then put back up by somebody else. And now it's like 385k views. It was for Persona Dancing All Night. And I think, did you see this?
Yep.
Did you see this, Anthony?
I saw like the short version, like the teaser version.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the opening is just all the characters just dancing. And yeah. Like, man, like, what is it? You was like popping and locking.
Yeah, you just pop and lock.
And then Naoto does like the tutting with the hands and stuff. And Yosuke's doing like waves and stuff. And oh man, it's so sick. But Kanji, flares in the windmills and the flares, which is super hard. So I was like, wow, this is. But then you wonder, man, somebody could just animate them to do whatever they want.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's amazing. Good for their lives.
That's why all the Hatsune Miku characters are such sick dancers.
Yeah, but it's so crazy. Because, like, the whole crew stepped their game up. Can you imagine one day they're just like, okay, the TNIB crew, they can all dance now.
Yeah, they can just all dance. Like, here you go.
They can all sing now,
That's too. The future. That's the robotic future I'm looking forward to. Like, I want people, I want to buy a program off the internet and then upload it to my brain, and then I know how to dance.
So, the one girl in that trailer who was doing, like, the miming stuff, like, pretending like she's getting on a wall.
Yeah.
She's
the one in, like, the poofy skirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's the character specifically for this game.
Oh, damn it. I thought it was What's-Her-Face.
Who?
The little sister.
Oh, no, that's... So it's... The little sister is dressed up as... Like, so there's two characters.
Yeah, I know. One of them had, like, orangey hair.
Yeah, yeah, her,
the other one.
Oh, yeah, that's the sister. That's,
really?
That's the little... Huh? What's her name?
Oh, what's her
Nanako.
Name? Nanako?
Yeah, every day is great, you're Juness.
Yeah. But
every day is great.
I hate her.
Yo.
God, I want to kill her. But brother, are we gonna hang out next summer?
Nope.
Dad brought home a watermelon.
God, it's the worst part of Persona 4.
But you know what, man? Like, you know what I really love about Persona? It's that one comic.
The Hymns Day.
Yeah, comics? The Hymns Daisy comics. Those are the best.
Yeah, those are really good.
I think the one that got me the most was, like...
Did you see the dubbed over version of it on YouTube?
No, what is it?
Someone took the comments and they got, like... Some people are, like, actual professional voice actors.
Really?
And they're voice acting over the comic.
No, that's what I've seen.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, but my favorite one was the one where he goes, I've seen your penis.
It's like, ah!
And then I was like,
ah. Persona.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really funny.
Wow, these are, like, really obscure references.
And I didn't realize that the joke...
It's a reference of an obscure game, of an obscure comic of that obscure game.
Yeah, but the joke in one of those comics made it into the real game. The Fistake thing.
Oh, Fistake?
Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Fistake.
Yeah. But yeah, so Persona Dancing Online. I don't want the game, but I like their dancing.
I want the game.
I'm going to obtain the soundtrack.
That's a good idea.
You're going to get a sweet pre-order and then return the game immediately?
What? If that's the easiest method?
Yeah, it's totally the easiest. Yeah.
Well, let's keep on the Persona track. So Atlas, earlier this week...
Well, it was leaked first.
Really?
They leaked out, like, the Persona 5 trailer got leaked. All these, like, shady, not YouTube video sites.
Right, that's what I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
I kind of blanked for a second. I'm like, wait, what am
I? I thought you were waiting for me, so I just picked up. Like,
I was thinking, why did I want to tangent from this?
But... Yeah, so, like, the new Persona 5 trailer came out, and it's actually a new trailer this time.
Yep.
So, did you watch it? No?
I did. I actually watched it the minute Atlas put it up.
Oh, okay.
Because Atlas's official channel put it up.
Oh, okay.
And then it went down in, like, 10 minutes.
All right.
But,
what? Yeah. So I can't see it anymore?
Someone else has it.
I think, yeah, someone else has it. It's on Kotaku as well.
Yeah, it's on all the major gaming sites. It's another Persona trailer. There's not really much to say.
The Velvet Room is now a Velvet Jail.
Yeah.
Like, you're straight in jail. Yeah. And, like, the Elizabeth, I guess, equivalent are twins.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, the game looks hot. I didn't realize they're still on track for 2015 release.
Yeah, which is nice.
Which is crazy.
When everything's getting delayed. Until 2016.
It's nice to see that that's coming out, hopefully, this year. I don't really want to see anything else on this game, though.
You want to just, like, keep it secret?
Yeah, like, at this point, like, I don't want to keep up with the news anymore. I just want to go in.
I like seeing that the dungeons are different. Like, it's that stealth-based kind of thing.
Yeah.
They showed, like, how enemies transform and stuff. So, like, it'll be, like, real-world people are affected by whatever's going on, and they change into the enemies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of can't wait.
Yeah, it looks hot.
It's pretty sick.
Speaking of other trailers, actually, you guys probably haven't seen it. I'm asking, TJ, have you seen this trailer? NBC's Heroes Reborn?
Oh, I was going to look at this up.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
The first returning character is Hiro Nakamura.
Yeah, he's at the end of the trailer, and he's future Hiro. Like, with the sword.
Same actor?
Yeah. Horned Rim Glasses returns.
Are they doing a new series? Or is this like a...
It's a one-off series, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's one season. I think it's only supposed to be like 13 episodes.
Really?
Oh, sweet.
I think the star lead is, what's his face? Chuck. Zachary what? Levi.
Yeah.
He's them. But it's a whole new cast except for Hiro Nakamura and
Wonder Woman glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to pass Hiro. My name is Hiro Nakamura. I'm here to save your life.
Save the cheerleader.
Save the world.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I've never watched the show.
You should watch
not
the first
even
season.
One episode of the
show. I didn't watch finish it.
Oh, okay.
I did.
I heard it got bad.
Well, really bad.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Really bad.
Badly
like,
amazing.
Why is there like such like a fervor for the show then?
The first season was so promising. We all used to watch it like
it was.
Every Thursday night.
Like, was the first season just that good?
It was that good.
Okay.
But the thing with the original Hiro series was the project was always supposed to be every season was gonna be a new set of characters.
Yeah.
Like, it was never supposed to continue with the same characters for four seasons. And you could tell the minute they got to season two and they kept the entire cast on. It was like, there's no point in following these people. But this miniseries is supposed to follow that original project or that original concept. So it seems exciting. I'm into it. Yeah.
When does it start?
September. Like, with the rest of the shows. I think all the networks just announced the dates all the shows are airing this fall.
Oh, man.
But yeah, no, it looks good. Can't wait to watch it.
Is that it?
I think so, yeah.
My pick is about a game. It's called Rust. It's, I don't know if you guys have heard about it. It's a PC game. It's in the same vein as like DayZ, if you've ever heard of that. It's like a survival game. You start off with nothing, literally nothing, and you have to work your way up. And you're in a server with other player characters.
Yep.
And like they can form like just groups and work together, or they can kill you, and you can do stuff like trap other players and like do all this crazy stuff. So Rust is like known for being kind of graphic, and also the creator likes to just put out patches that straight up change the game without telling anybody. So like his reasoning is that like he doesn't like talking about things before they're finished because he gets demotivated after he's talked about it,
mm-hmm.
and it's not done, and he feels like it's already like in his mind after you talk about it, it's already complete and you don't want to work on it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So he rolled out a new patch where it randomly assigns your character a penis size. So players in the game are losing their shit and comparing their in-game character's penis size to other in-game characters' penis sizes. And so the beautiful thing about this is that the penis size, like the way it's calculated, is tied to your Steam ID. So even if you create a new character, you have the same penis size. So if you have a micro penis, like just like out of nowhere, like you have a tiny penis for every character you ever make in Rust.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and there's like people like running around, like videos of people running around in servers with no pants. And they're like, yo, let me see your dick. And they're just like, and they're trying to compare their dicks with each other. It's super funny. The guy's known for doing this where he, the patch before this, he brought out a patch where it randomly assigns you a race. So like, it's not just a bunch of white dudes rolling around. Like it's nice. Like really cultured and stuff. And like people got, like outraged because their characters don't look like them or they don't represent them. Cause they're not that race. But mm-hmm. he's like, whatever, like deal with it. Like,
yeah.
I really like his approach to game design. It's just like, I made this game the way I want to, and you can either play it or not. I don't really care.
Yeah, so I was reading more on this story when it originally broke, and he actually didn't even intend for the penis size thing to come to light. It was that when he put out the patch after the race, he wanted to do a random generator on your body type.
Oh, yeah, like fat, skinny.
Fat, skinny. It was mostly linked to your bone size. And he's like, well, I didn't realize there's a bone in your dick.
Yeah.
So that when that randomizes it, that got chosen.
Yeah. it's so good.
Yeah, and he said, he's like, well, I can't wait till... Like, after this, he said, now I can't wait to see the reaction when I release the female body types. Because that's the next...
That'll be the next randomization, right? Yeah. Like, you could just be straight up female... And then, like, you could have, like, randomized breast size and stuff. And...
Yeah. You could be, like, an overweight little girl or, like, whatever.
Yeah, it's cool. This game's really cool. Like, the style of game is not for me. Like,
I would never play it.
Yeah, like, but I really like what they're doing with this. And it makes it really interesting to see, like, the stuff that comes out of it.
Yeah. Like, on one hand, I can understand the outrage if, like, you really specifically designed your character to look like yourself.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, whatever.
Yeah, like, who cares, man? Like,
Yeah. Levin, do you have anything you want to highlight this week?
Is this game in the same vein as this one game that I keep seeing where people are like in prehistoric era and they have to like create everything
from nothing? Is this that dinosaur game on Twitch?
Yeah!
No, it's super popular! I just see this like picture of a lady riding a T-Rex.
A raptor! Yeah.
Yeah, or like a raptor. And then I'm like, what is that? And I never click on it. I watched it
for like hours.
Whoa.
And these people just like go around and baiting animals and then putting them to sleep and then using their feces to make like...
things. I guess it might be in the same vein
and
as that
so
thing.
It's so badly animated, just people love that shit.
Yeah, so like there was a mod for a game called Arma 2, which was like an army simulator.
Okay.
And DayZ. It was called DayZ. And that eventually spun off into its own game. But the thing was, the guy made it so you join a server and you're in that server and everything's like hardcore. If you die, you lose all your shit.
Yeah.
You can like make alliances with other people. Yeah. But there's nothing, like, there's no in-game thing saying you're an alliance. Yeah. You just gotta trust this person.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But the really effed up thing about DayZ was, like, when you log out, when you log back in, you're in the same place you are. So there are videos of people just like, yo, man, get into the helicopter. We're gonna go on a raid. And they kick people out of their helicopter on a deserted island that's way too far for them to swim back to the mainland. So when you log out and you log back in, you're still on that island and you can't play the game anymore.
It's rough.
Yeah.
You gotta kill yourself.
Yeah, and you gotta kill yourself on the island.
You gotta lose everything. You gotta start from scratch.
It's so nuts.
Yeah.
And these people just sit there and just like, they're just riding raptors and riding giant brontosauruses.
Yeah, I guess I gotta check out this
it's
thing.
It's so crazy because it's so poorly animated.
It's always up in the featured games list. Like, there's always a bunch of people.
And like, they always just like, when they have to go to grab things, they just, like, a hand comes out.
Yeah, it's, like, really like, crude.
Yeah,
like,
it just, like grabs things, and then it's, just, like, obtained stone type one. It's actual F?
Yeah, so it's, like, the same type of game as that, like, this really hardcore PC survival type thing.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, that's it for my pick.
Yeah. I read a headline here that says, Bill Nye explains climate change with emojis. Okay. I haven't read it, but... I saw the headline there and I thought that's something I should probably check out after.
Yeah,
this.
That sounds like something we should like get out into the world.
So,
yeah. Man, I love emojis.
Do you?
They've enriched my life.
What's your favorite emoji?
If you see the winky face, it's the flirtiest thing.
It's not the poop. Poop emoji is. I don't think I have emojis on my phone, do I?
I will say once Apple implemented emojis onto the actual keyboard, I've embraced them.
Yeah, it's enriched my life. This sends me winky faces all the time.
I do.
Whoa,
can't wait to see the podcast tonight, Blavin.
We know who we really appreciate.
Colin P.
Colin P.
I think my favorite always has to be less than three. And then it turns it into a heart in my phone, which kind of sucks, because I always like them.
You just want the text?
Yeah, less I want than the text.
Three. Do it backwards.
Because then you go less than slash three, which means a heartbreak.
Yeah, do an E.
Put a space.
Oh, you can do a space.
Or a period.
And you can make a penis. It's like three, and then equal D.
Yeah, you can. That happens in Twitch chat a lot. That happens in Twitch chat a lot.
Oh, three? God. Isn't it an eight?
Ooh, an eight works
well,
too!
Eight works probably. No, well, they're not floating. Your balls aren't floating below you. Like,
it's a dick made out of characters. I don't think it matters.
Listen, we must hold up the integrity of these ASCII dicks, alright?
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Let's talk about our weeks, shall we? Yeah.
Do it.
Did you guys want to volunteer?
Yeah.
As tribute?
I bought a new game.
Oh, did you?
No, what's it called? I played the game I bought it last week.
I played the game.
You played the game you bought? No way.
Oh, man.
No shit.
I played Deus Ex.
Deus Ex?
Yeah, you gotta know how to pronounce it first.
Deuce. Deuce. Take a deuce, bro.
You.
So yeah. I play this game, so the basis is you're this dude named Adam Jensen, and he gets
Adam Jensen.
Is it Adam?
Yeah, Adam Jensen.
Yeah, what did I say?
I thought you said Adam Jensen. I'm like, what are you doing?
It's his accent.
Oh, the accent's
dude.
Killing me, man. You're too foreign. I can't handle it.
It's really an accent. So he talks like the way we were just talking, like this throughout the whole thing. Good
like
thing
Batman.
There's subtitles. And so basically, this guy, like, there's like the cybernetic plant he works for, I guess, where people get cybernetic stuff in them. And then get attacked by, how ironic, other people who are cybernetic.
Oh, snap.
And then he gets beat up by a dude with cybernetic stuff.
Yeah. Then it turns into the opening of Mass Effect 2.
What? Really?
Like where
right,
he just gets rebuilt.
He gets rebuilt from the ground up.
Yeah.
Nah, better. Mass Effect's different.
Yeah, Trevor's just straight dead.
Mass Effect, you get rebuilt from your single cell that remains.
Yeah, true.
Oh, that's sick.
Like they do some stem cell shit and rebuild your body.
That's nuts. Jensen wasn't so lucky.
No.
He just he had fully functional arms from the last one I saw, but they just chopped them off and opted to put in like actual like crazy like robotic arms. What's kind of weird is that like, if the company's so rich, why didn't they just give him all his upgrades?
Oh, that.
Yeah, because like, they set him out. It's like, he's an unfinished product. It's like, hey, listen, you're going to need to level yourself up. It's like, I'm sure you could have just built it into me.
Yeah, like from the outset.
Yeah, never but of then that. You question playing in video games.
So. Yeah, man. Video game logic.
Like, why doesn't Samus have all her gear?
Every game, yeah. Like, why isn't she just shooting beams at, like, the Earth?
Because they're unprepared, that's why.
Yeah.
Anyway, I only got to the first part of the story. I assume some chick got kidnapped, but he doesn't even talk about kidnapping her.
Kidnapped?
Yeah, so... Or, sorry, not kidnapping her. I mean, saving her. But, yeah, I really like it because what I like is that it explains why you have a HUD. Because you are robotic, so...
And your sweet sunglasses.
Yeah, your sunglasses show you your life. Yeah. Tell, you know, what you're, you know, what's around you and stuff. And I can't wait to go through all, like, the skill trees and stuff. I'm glad it's done by Square Enix.
Or it's published by Square Enix, right?
Yeah, it's not built by
Square Enix. Square Enix just gave them the money.
But isn't it, like... But, like, the very RPG-ness, is that, like, an Eidos thing?
No, that's just the Deus Ex thing.
Like,
the original... Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
I thought...
Because, like, Square Enix didn't have any hand in making this game,
No,
it was all...
Well, I thought that the RPG elements were because of Square Enix.
No. That's just Deus Ex.
My bad. Yeah, I can't wait to play it. I haven't even gotten into actual combat. Actually, that's a lie. I chose not to shoot anyone, but I feel like I could have just shot some people.
I chose not to do combat because I thought the combat sucked.
Yeah, they shoot... They're really accurate, these bad guys. And I... Not so much.
Have you decided on how you want to build your character yet?
Absolutely. Run and gun.
Just run and gun straight?
Have fun. So. Yeah, I'm probably
gonna... I think I put all my early points into jumping.
That helps so much.
So I could jump super high.
Get really used to, like, stacking items on top of each other.
What do you mean?
Yeah, like...
Be, like, huge gates, and you'll need to, like, either hack or code to open these doors.
Or
you can take a dumpster, put it beside.
Yeah, so get the
take a smaller box, put it on top. And then if you have super jump,
yeah,
you can just jump over the gate.
And just totally, like, say, fuck that gate.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Oh, yeah, so I can't wait to play it.
It's a legit way to play the game.
Did you play Director's Cut or regular?
Regular. I played it when it came out.
You beat it?
Mm-hmm. It's been a while, though.
And you could beat it?
Yeah.
I heard it was hard to beat it.
It was hard. I didn't... It wasn't like this fun experience.
Okay.
But I just wanted it to be over.
Yeah, I remember you guys not talking that it was not that good. But now that there's Director's Cut, maybe it's different?
No, the whole game's great. It's just the bosses suck.
Yeah, the bosses were trash in the original.
I'm sure. I hope they're better now.
They are. So, like, how... Like I said, I don't know. We talked about it before the podcast, but the boss encounters now are built with different character specs in mind. So you don't just have to beat them by you damaging them specifically. Like, there would be areas for you to hack different things.
True.
Like, there's one boss that you can kill by, like, doing a series of puzzles and then getting up to a top room and then activating turrets to fight for you, and then you shoot the boss for you. And, like,
interesting.
Like, there's a lot of cool stuff in the director's cut that I didn't have in the original, and then I just stopped playing because it was too tedious.
Yes.
Cool.
Interesting. Huh. All right. Well... That's what I did. And I also watched the Kingdom Hearts trailer, which was really cool.
Oh, the E3 one.
Yeah, I just sat there with a cup of tea.
All the rides.
Yeah, all the rides. This game looks insane.
Did you and your nobody have a good time?
We did. Ben Alp.
Oh, what's a Kingdom Hearts joke? Oh,
yeah,
Hearts it's
backwards. Yeah. They're all backwards, I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Or anagrams.
Jeez.
Yes.
Cool.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed that. I'll keep it on the games front.
Do it,
dog.
So I've been playing more Witcher 3.
Okay.
Yo, that game is great.
Yo, are you Gwent Master?
No, I get rocked all the time.
Man, come on! What the fudge?
I don't have good cards.
Yo, I'll chill. Let me take over.
But I'll tell you. The quests in this game are so awesome. I just did this one to help a friend get a debt, and he's like, "I need some money," and I'm like, "I could give you the money." He's like, "No, I." You can't give me the money. Trust me, it's too much. And I'm like, well, what do you want to do? But it's like, we gotta steal something. Like, what are we stealing? High mythic rare Gwent cards.
Yes!
Yes!
You're just stealing Black Lotuses?
Yes.
And he's like, don't worry. I already got a fence. We got the deal set up. I got all the money I need. You just need to get these cards for me, bro. I'm like, all right, what do I gotta do? So I gotta like kill people. I gotta.
You gotta be kidding me! You kill people for trading cards.
I kill people for trading cards. I went to this old man's house and I got him drunk. And when he fell asleep, I went into his collection and I stole the rare card.
You monster!
I played a bandit because he was holding one. And then even when I won, he said no and tried to kill me, so I killed him.
Yo, Gwen's serious business.
And then when I went to the, then I had to wait till midnight. And then when I got there and the guy who was waiting for me, turns out he was dead. Some guy stole the money from him.
Oh!
So I had to chase him down. And I killed him. I took his money. And then my buddy was like, the guy was helping me. He's like, well, we have the money and the cards. What do you want? Do you want the money or do you want the cards? And I'm like, I want the cards. I want the cards.
Of course you want the cards.
I don't need 10K. I want the cards. And then they're like, these awesome cards. But let me tell you, having 3 awesome cards does not make your deck of 22 any better.
Yeah, does not a great deck make, right?
Yeah. But yeah, no, so there's quests like that, like, it's pretty awesome.
I really want to play The Witcher.
I still recommend that as the game to buy if you want value.
Well, wait for a price trap or something.
Yeah. It's good. It's a bit buggy in spots, but it's good. But you know, I've been having lots of fun with The Witcher. I've probably put like 60 hours in.
Damn.
When they say that game's 100 hours, they mean it.
Okay.
Because you can't just, like, rush through the story.
Does the story get to a point where it's like, oh, you need to be 10 levels higher than where the last story mission was?
But, like, they'll let you do it, but you'll get rocked.
Oh, okay.
And you don't get experience by killing monsters.
Yeah.
So you have to do more. Like, the biggest way to get experience is quests.
So you just keep doing quests. You
keep doing quests. Okay. And quests take time. That's how, and I really like that game design because it makes you not be able to rush it and you get to just enjoy it.
It also sounds like it forces you to check out all this cool stuff they made. Instead of just like, yo, I'm going to go to this place where all the boars respawn.
Yeah, no, it does do that. And a lot of cool monster hunts. And
speaking of monster hunts, I actually sat down and watched one of the trailers for The Witcher 3. An older one, I think it was.
Yeah.
And it was just The Witcher like going up to this chick in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And then she turns into like this monster. And I didn't get any of, like, what he was doing before he went into the barn to chase after her. He, like, drank some poison or something. Yeah. And his eyes became, like, venom. Or, snakes.
Yeah.
And then the thing bit him.
Yeah.
And then, he's like, oh. It's like his blood was poisoned, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He's, like, a snake now, right? Uh-huh. I was like, this game looks sick.
Yeah, you have to, like, prepare for hunts and stuff. It's really cool, that game.
Yeah, so, like, you can build your characters in a different way. But my character, I've ignored alchemy, so I don't really partake in the potion stuff.
Really?
I've done all, like, my build is mostly magic with some combat, so I like walking around setting people on fire.
You just look at them and, like, give them a wink, and they just spontaneously combust.
Yeah, I have this other ability where, like, when I run up to bandits, like, a group of bandits, I have the mind control, so I take their leader, and I just turn him on their party.
Oh, nice.
And, like, when I mind control, he gets, I think, 80% extra attack.
Okay.
And he just runs through his bros. yeah.
Yeah, it makes you want a next-gen console.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good stuff. The other game, though, I played, and you guys watched me play a bit of this, I played the new Batman game.
Arkham Knight.
That game's Batman.
Yeah, that game looks like Batman, dude.
Yo, if you thought that you were sick of Batman, trust me, you're not sick of Batman. You need more Batman.
You need a bat tank.
You actually liked all the games?
I love the Batman games.
Really?
I still like the first one the best.
But they're all the same.
Yeah, but I love them.
I think I only played the ones by Rocksteady.
Yes. Yeah. Same.
I'm surprised you just don't have your Detective Mode on all times.
Because I like looking at the water drip from Bruce's face.
But you
face.
Remember, though, right? That's what it used
the
to
first
be like.
One? That was the first one. Was, yo, keep Detective Mode
no,
on
it was
forever.
From all of them.
It's for all of them.
Way better. You see everything! What is there not to do?
Yeah.
Can't appreciate the real world, man.
What it?
So,
this looks better than blue and orange.
What do you call it? So, I'm only like a couple hours in, but this game makes you feel awesome 100% of the time.
Like, right out the get-go?
Yeah, right when you start. So it's all of Gotham, and they do the one thing I've always hated in these games, where they give you some arbitrary reason to evacuate the city. So it's just thugs.
Scarecrow gas.
Huh?
Scarecrow gas.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they do. Which I think they did in Batman Begins.
First one.
They did. I think they've done at least one Scarecrow segment in every one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's why the city's empty. But so yeah, you start out and you feel like this awesome dude. And you know when you play like a Metroid game? We just talked about this. When you start up as Samus, but she doesn't have any of her abilities anymore.
Yeah.
So you start up Batman. You basically have everything you remember.
Oh, wow.
From Arkham City. Like, you're missing a couple gadgets, but all your skills are still remaining there. Like, you have the double grapnel boost, so you could boost up to ledges and whatever. And then they do like a short tutorial to help you remember how to do all that stuff. Like, all your combat's the same. You have most of the upgrades.
God.
And then they get to this one part where they're like, okay, that's the warm-up. Now let's really get started. And they fly in with the Batwing. They have another suit, and they're like, put this one on. And it's his Iron Man suit, and he's like, all right, now we start from scratch again. And that's where I'm at right now.
Oh, okay. So it's like an abilities.
Yeah. All right. So it's like, now you know your abilities. We're going to show you how we've upgraded them in this game.
Oh, okay.
So you get your new suit and you have that. So far, I've done a lot of Batmobile stuff. That's what I've done. And I've read that like a lot of people don't like the Batmobile. But I think I know for sure TJ and Blaven will love the Batmobile. Because it's literally the Transformers controls.
Oh!
You know, where like you're strafing all the time and then you just hit R2 to go. That's what the Batmobile is.
Sweet.
That's when you saw me strafe around like a tank. It's just the Transformers games. The War and Fall for Cybertron. That's what it is. Only it has this wicked winch that you can like build ramps out of roads and tear down walls. You guys didn't see this, but before Anthony came over, I shot the winch at the top of some building.
Yeah.
And then I just drove up to it and...
But this is like game stuff, though. Right?
Yeah.
This is like story stuff. I mean, this isn't actually you do this all the time in the game.
You can do whatever you want. That's weird. Do whatever you want.
That's amazing.
You can still glide through the city and stuff.
Is your tank impervious?
No.
Okay. Is it self-repair?
Yes.
Okay. If your tank explodes, do you die?
Yes.
Or do you just eject?
You die.
Okay.
If you eject and then they do enough damage to it, does that like blow it up? Is it gone for good?
I don't know. I think you just restart. I had to do one, like the first Riddler challenge, because there's those. There's 250 of them in this one.
Ooh.
The first one is he makes you do a race in your Batmobile. A race in the sewers.
Okay.
And you get to do that thing in Men in Black where you ride around the top with your Batmobile. It's pretty cool. It's gonna be great. It's pretty great. You can fight ninjas and stuff.
Oh yeah, the Metal Gear Solid ninjas are in there.
Yeah, so where I'm at, they've just introduced Arkham Knight, and I am 99% sure I know who it is.
Nightwing.
No. I don't know if that's the point of this game. I think the marketing team missed the mark. But, I won't spoil it, because I don't think you know who it is, right, Anthony?
Probably not.
No. I know. You'll know who it is.
Oracle.
Is it Thomas Elliot?
No.
Oh, sweet.
Sub-Zero.
But yeah, it's pretty simple. Like, there's only two possibilities of who it could be. No, not ringing a bell.
Two-Face.
Good job. It's Two-Face. Yeah, definitely. That's who it is.
You're being sarcastic, I think.
Just a little bit. But yeah, no. So Arkham Knight and The Witcher 3, pretty great games. I still say pick The Witcher 3 so you can like win.
What?
But, yeah. And the last thing it is, I watched a lot of anime.
How much anime? Wait, where did you watch it?
More than one place.
Aww. But you watched the most of it on...
Crunchyroll.com.
Crunchyroll.com.
Okay, enough. That's not gonna happen again.
We're just, you know, appeasing to our sponsor.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
I keep the lights on. The least we could do... is let the people know
about
this great deal for only $7.99 a month.
It's $6.95.
What? Even cheaper than I thought it was. That's crazy.
I know, right? I know. but yeah, because we came back from Japan, I'm like, I gotta catch up on all the anime.
All the anime.
So I watched all the anime, and they're all whatever.
So how'd you like the ending to JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
I didn't watch that one.
Fuck, man, come on!
Listen, I'm glad you enjoy it, and that's good. It makes me happy that you're happy to enjoy it.
It makes me unhappy that there was no... Part 4 teaser at the final episode of Part 3.
Oh, you actually finished it?
Yeah.
That's sad. Yeah, so, there's only one I'm going to talk about.
Sound Euphonium.
No,
hell yeah.
Have you guys watched Little Witch Academia?
Academia? Is it Academia or Academia?
I don't know, because I watched the documentary with the director.
Oh,
he
says
Academia, but he's also Japanese.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's just... It's pronounced the way he...
Sounds like he's trying to say macadamia.
Yeah, but because he says academia.
Huh.
Yeah. But have you guys watched this?
No, I only hear good things.
Holy shit, you guys. I think this might be like the best one episode of anime I've ever seen.
Is it only one episode?
It's only one episode. It's only 26 minutes.
Wow.
Including credits. Wow.
That's crazy.
So, watch it. Okay? It's on Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll.com?
It's free on Crunchyroll.
Wow.
So, let me set this up. What's my favorite anime?
Gurren Lagann.
Right. That production team broke off, made their own studio named Trigger.
Uh-huh.
They made another anime I love.
Kill la Kill.
Right. But Trigger's first production is actually this, Little Witch Academia.
Yeah,
and this is actually the pet project of the co-founder.
Okay.
Something that he wanted to do, but no one would fund, but he was interested in. It's basically anime Harry Potter, but it's done with the animation style of Kill la Kill and Gurren Lagann.
Huh.
So it's like super flamboyant. It's little girls. Like, they're probably like 9 or 10.
How many drills are in this show?
Zero. There's a bow and arrow. Okay. There's a magical bow and arrow and dragons.
Cool.
And I know like, Gurren Lagann and Kill la Kill can sort of be, like, racy.
They're an attack on the senses, too.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they can be offensive to some people who are like, why? There's so much mature content.
You should have told that to the people I was watching Kill la Kill beside in the library at school.
Yeah. Like, you will get, like, weird looks if you're seen watching that. This has none of that.
Okay.
Like, it looks like a children's cartoon at some points.
Yeah.
But, I don't think I could say anything more. Like, if you like magic in Harry Potter, like, that kind of stuff. Like she goes to magic school and she does that.
Like, giant magic beams and stuff. And
yeah, and you like going into dungeons.
All right, cool.
You want to collect loot.
I'm down with loot.
And they're witches, so they have the witch hats. All right. And broomsticks.
What?
Of course.
You're telling me these witches have broomsticks.
Yeah, and I believe she's also raised by Muggles.
Goddamn
Muggles. I mean, humans.
Goddamn Muggles.
Yeah. So it's pretty much female anime Harry Potter.
Huh, okay.
And I looked it up. There's a Kickstarter for it, which ended last year. So they can get a second episode.
Hmm. Cool.
They reached their goal. They even got stretch goals. So instead of being another 20-minute episode, they've got it up to, I think, like 45 minutes.
Whoa, no. Okay.
So it's not a huge investment of your time. Maybe we'll watch it after we finish this. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. That's my week.
Cool.
I just watched the episode. It's really good. Yeah. No, actually, I'm watching it right now.
Oh, wow.
It's sick.
Yeah. It's better with sound, Blaven.
I know.
You don't need sound when you have subtitles on Crunchyroll.com.
Just wait. Anthony, what's your week like?
My week's been a lot of Japanese games, just because it's what I bought in Japan.
So you tried all the games you can't understand to read.
Yeah, exactly. So the first one I tried was Galgun. I think I talked about this a couple of years ago.
Yes.
But
this is like, it's a cave shooter?
No, that's Ketsui. That's different.
Oh, okay.
So this one, Galgun is, I forget who it's by. It's some like small studio. But how the story goes is, you're just your everyday, totally average high school boy walking to school, and Cupid has to shoot you with an arrow, because it's your time. It's your time to fall in love. But her trigger gets stuck, and she shoots all her arrows into you. So what happens is that every single girl at your school falls in love with you, and you only like one girl out of like a rotation of four that you can pick at the beginning of the game. And so to get to them, you have to fight your way through waves of normies by shooting your love at them and making them pass out in ecstasy.
Wow. What game is this again?
Galgun. And you get damaged if they successfully confess their love to you.
Oh.
Yeah. And then when you die, the game over screen is like the girl who hit you the hardest with her love, with her confession of love. And instead of yes, no, continue, it's you're good enough, or nah, you're not good enough. I need to go for my girl, my main story girl. You go ahead. But like, all the girls are like the main archetypes. Like, one's like the plain Jane shrine maiden, one's the tsundere sports girl, one's the Ojo-sama rich girl. Yeah. And it's how it plays. It plays like a light gun shooter. So like, it's like Time Crisis pretty much. There's no cover and there's no reloading, but you can shoot down. So when they confess their love to you, either it's really close up and they present you with a letter and then that damages you, or they confess their love from far away by shouting it at you and their words appear on screen. You can shoot their words so that, or you can kill them first before the love touches you.
I can't tell if this game is just extremely high concept or just fucking stupid.
Yo, it's hella dumb, man. Okay. It's super dumb. Like, at the beginning, you answer questions based on like your study habits, your like physical activity, like how well you are socially, and you get stats. And then those stats determine how well you'll do with the girl of your choosing. So, like, have a really good sports stat, you'd want to go for the sports girl, because then it's an easier time when you get to the boss battles. And the boss battles are like, oh, I got to help the main girl get a library book off the shelf. So I have to simultaneously hold the ladder that she's on so she doesn't tip over, and then also stop books from falling on her head. Hmm. Like, it's super dumb, but it's like, it's surprisingly fun.
Anthony, I'm watching it right now, and if somebody walked by while you were playing this, you're just molesting little girls.
Yeah, that's pretty much what the game's about.
Oh, how old are you?
You're a teenage boy. You're in high school. And all the girls are high school.
Teenage boy is like 13 to
18. Like actual high school in Japan, which is, I don't know. That's still actual age. I'm going to say the middle of high school. Like, I don't know. Okay. I can't read what's going on. I just pick choices and then hopefully I hear like the good sound effect and not the bad sound effect.
Yes.
Yeah. wow. To switch from that,
you couldn't even read a little bit.
No, I'm trying, but like it's a lot of kanji and I can't read kanji. Like, I know a little bit of like hiragana, but like I can't. That's not enough.
Oh, small tangent. I taught myself how to read some.
Yeah.
You know what I learned how to read?
What?
Stereo.
Awesome. And that's better than nothing.
And play.
Nice.
And so Dolby Digital 5.1.
You learn, how did you learn this? Where did
it was on his friggin' Blu-ray.
Oh.
Yeah. I was gonna ask, can you figure out why I had to learn?
Like this, oh my god.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah, Ego from subs.
Is English subs on it?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Ego's English.
Yeah. Well, I know what it means, but I didn't know if it was English subs on the
TV. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. But yeah, so to switch from that, I've been playing also Gundam Extreme versus Full Boost.
I want to try. Okay, either you're going to make it somewhere, I'm going to do your house. I want to try this.
Okay, yeah, this is. The thing is, I let my friend borrow it.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm playing through Yakuza Kenzan, which I'll talk about later. Well, no. But as soon as I get it back, we'll totally play it. Yeah. So, this game is Virtua On. If you've ever played Virtua On by Sega, it's that. And it's a fighting game. So, you can play in teams, or you can play just mano a mano. And how it works is there's just. All the Gundams from, like, any Gundam you can imagine is, like, pretty much in there. Like, all the ones you would want to play, right? Like, God Gundam's in there. Like, all this, like, there's a bunch of stuff from Double Zeta. Like, the RX-78's obviously in there. There's, like, a whole bunch of stuff. And how it works is behind-the-back, third-person fighter.
Yes.
And you're always locked onto a person. Each Gundam has a cost. So, depending on how powerful your Gundam is, so if you pick, like, Unicorn, right? He has one of the highest costs in the game because he's pretty much a super robot. But you have a life bar, like a total cost bar. So at the beginning of the game, you set up your total cost. And when you respawn, you take whatever your robot cost is out of that bar. So you can either pick a super powerful robot and have a limited amount of respawns, like two. Or you can pick, like, a really weak robot and have all the respawns in the world.
Yes.
Right. Nice. And so there's, like, different elements to play like that. If you play with a partner, both of you share the same... It's like a team cost bar.
Yeah.
So if you both pick, like, Unicorn and Banshee, like, if you both die once, you're dead. Like, you lose, pretty much, because they're really powerful robots. There are... Your main melee attacks, and then there's also the beam attack, obviously, with, like, the beam guns and stuff. And there are also assist attacks, where if your character is known for teaming up with another character from the series, like...
You can bring them in?
Yeah, you'll bring them in, and they'll do, like, an attack for you, or they'll hold them. I forget this was in G Gundam, but, like, you shoot a unicorn at people? Or, like, a horse? Like, a robot horse?
Funseki.
Yeah.
Master Gundam.
Yeah. So he shoots out a robot horse at you, like, or Master Asia's shot attack is that he shoots his hands and stuff. Like, everything's very, like, accurate to whatever show that you're into. And there's, like, I only know a little bit
of Gundam stuff. Can I play as Exia Repair?
I don't know, but Exia's in it. You should be, like, I think maybe. Like, I've never watched 00, so I don't know.
I'll tell you, he's missing an arm. And he's half blown to bits, and he wears a cloak. And his sword is cut in half.
I saw a couple robots with a cloak, so maybe.
They're probably from Crossbone Gundam.
You can play Crossbone Gundam, yeah. You can play Hiro Yui from Wing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can play Hiro Yui from Wing Endless Waltz. So there's two different Hiro Yui, or two separate Hiro Yuis.
Whoa, okay.
And they can be on the same team and stuff. But yeah, it's really fun, because, like, it's a very simple game. It's not hard to get into. Like, each character has a different way of playing. Like, if you're playing as Death Scythe, yeah, you're not doing a lot of ranged attacks. You're trying to get in there with a lot of his assist attacks, which, like, electrify you, so, or electrify your enemy so you can get in closer and, like, do your crazy grapple attacks with your scythe.
Yes.
But if you're playing Wing Gundam, like, you just got the two beam sabers and you're just going back and shooting beams at people, right? So it just depends on who you play. But that's really fun, and it's a surprisingly good party game if the people you're hanging out with know Gundam. Like, it's super simple to get into.
Cool.
The next one is Puyo Puyo Tetris, which was my main purchase that I wanted when I got there.
Yeah, I've been seeing on the Facebook that you and Christian have been going nuts on this.
Yeah, so Christian's, like, too crazy. So for people who don't, like, Puyo Puyo is mainly a Japanese thing, so I'll just explain Puyo Puyo. For people who don't know, how that puzzle game works is these jellies drop in pairs of twos from the top of the screen, almost in the same vein as Tetris. Like, it's the same type of playing board. And the jellies have a color. So when you drop them, you want to set up all the jellies in a way so where when you get a match of four jellies beside each other, or connected to each other, I shouldn't say beside each other, connected to each other, they disappear, and then all the jellies on top drop. So you want to set up chain combos to where, like, by the end of your combo, like, you drop one thing and everything collapses on each other, making everything disappear, and you make a big chain, you send a bunch of garbage to your opponent.
Yeah.
Right. And so how Puyo Puyo Tetris works is that they take those two games, because it's the same playing field, and they combine them together. And they have different game modes. So you can have, like, one person straight play Tetris and the other person straight play Puyo Puyo. You can have Tetris on Tetris, Puyo Puyo on Puyo Puyo. You can, there's a mode where it switches it on you randomly. So, like you'll be in the middle of dropping a Tetris block, but as soon as you drop that Tetris box, it'll switch to Puyo Puyo.
Cool.
And they take into consideration the fact that the jellies are jelly. So, like, if you hard drop a Tetris block on top of Puyo Puyo jellies, they'll just explode. And you don't get points from those, but you move it out of the way to make it easier for you to make Tetris combos and stuff like that. And it's a really, really fun and interesting game. It's just, like, for me, the story mode is very text-heavy. So, like, I have no clue what's going on in the story. There's a kung fu fish.
There's a story mode?
Yeah, there's a story mode. There's, like, a kung fu fish, and there's, like, a dog that's a scientist. And
sounds Japanese. Stuff.
Yeah. It's a really fun party game. Like, if you're just people to get in, like, you bring them over. They don't need to know Japanese. You just hit versus mode, and you hit go.
Yeah.
Pick a character. There's, like, character combos, but I don't really understand how to use them yet. But yeah, that was my short time. And then the last one's the most time I put my time into is Yakuza Kenzan, which is the feudal Japan Yakuza spinoff series, where you play as Miyamoto Musashi, the legendary samurai, ronin, whatever you want to call him from Japanese lore. And I'm playing with a translation guide. So some guy on GameFAQs translated pretty much gave you the story beats to what you need to know and, like, tells you where to go. And so you, as Miyamoto Musashi, you join the army and you get framed for murder in the army. So you try and leave your past behind as a legendary swordsman, and you take a hold in this town as their, like, protector, as their bodyguard. When a girl from another town comes and she wants you to kill Miyamoto Musashi because apparently he killed her family. But you're him. You're not going to hunt yourself, right? So he has to figure out who's taking his name and spinning it in a way where he can just do more, like, bad stuff with it. And it goes on that kind of adventure. And, like, but, like, it's pretty, like, dark. Like, the little girl who comes to you is from Yakuza 1. And she's, like, 8. And she sells herself to a whorehouse to pay you to take on this mission.
Wow.
Yeah, so she sells herself into sex slavery to pay you to do this.
Okay, so wait, I just gotta ask, what's your process in playing this game? Like,
what do you mean?
You can't read it, right?
I can't read it, but I really, like, so the translation guide is really good on making key story points apparent and, like, having, like, when you go through the story.
So are you, like...
So, like, I have my laptop beside me.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I'll read a paragraph.
Yeah.
And I know what to do from that paragraph.
Oh.
I'll reach the end of that paragraph, either pause or do something, go back to the translation guide, read another paragraph.
Okay.
Yeah. And when it comes to big cutscenes, I'll watch the cutscenes just for purely the actions that are happening, but then I'll read the story of what's happening in the actual translation guide. But it plays, like, the older style, because so Kenzan's kind of old. It came out around, like, Yakuza 3, Yakuza 4 in between that. So it's a little bit of the older style gameplay if mm-hmm. you've played the Yakuza 4. But it's still pretty cool. You don't use any... like you have fist weapons, but there's really no reason to use it. Because you're a samurai, you have your single sword. Because you're Miyamoto Musashi, you have your dual sword style. And then later in the story, you get a great sword that's just like pretty much the Zabuza sword of the game. Mm-hmm. And you're like super slow with that.
Cool.
But yeah, it's what I want. What I wanted was just more Yakuza. Like I wasn't expecting anything groundbreaking from this. And that's what I got.
Cool.
So I'm really happy with it.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Oh, I did a locked room challenge in Toronto.
Oh, okay, cool.
Those puzzle rooms?
Cool.
Those were cool. So we went to this place called The Great Escape. It's in North York, I
mm-hmm,
believe,
mm-hmm.
And with some friends of mine. And we ended up doing the room with a 12% success rate. And so we went into this room, and each room in this area was like had a different theme to it. So ours was called Museum. And so in this little room, there were like 6 puzzles, and we only managed to solve 3 of them in the 45 minutes we were given. But a lot of the stuff is really abstract, and... In these ones they were really abstract. Like there was an abstract painting with like a bunch of tape on it.
Yeah.
And they made shapes, but then there was colored tape on it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the lockbox that corresponded to that painting, there were strips of the same color on the tape on the painting. So what I thought it was around this area is like the code. Like you got to look at it and kind of figure out the numbers to unlock the lock. But what it was is you take the magnifying glass that you have. And you line up the handle with the colored tape.
Oh my god.
And whatever appears in the magnifying circle is what it is.
Cool.
It's like, I would have never figured that
out. Cool.
And so there's like a lot of really cool puzzles like that and a lot of really abstract stuff. And it was really fun. It was like living an Ace Attorney mission. I highly recommend it if you're into puzzles and or even puzzle style games. There are really just like get a bunch of group of friends together and like find a room. It's like they're not expensive. Like you just go.
Yep.
I highly recommend it. Those things are really fun. We didn't end up doing it, but we didn't end up like solving the whole thing.
Okay,
sorry,
okay.
We didn't end up finishing it. We ran out of time.
Yeah.
But we solved a good like 50% of them, like 3-4 puzzles. The thing was they gave us the ability to ask for hints, but we were super stubborn. It didn't ask for any hints the whole time.
Okay.
So like we probably could have gotten farther if we asked for hints, but. We're like, no, we can do this. And then the time right now. And we're like, we can't do this.
Got your egos crushed.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah.
That's good.
It's really fun. I didn't think I'd enjoy it as much as I did. Like, I want to go try different locked rooms around the area.
You didn't think you were going to enjoy it?
No, I thought it'd be like, I didn't think it'd be that fun. Like, I thought the puzzles were going to be like really trite or just like boring.
No, then you got in and you're like,
oh. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is cool. There's like everything's super elaborate.
Yeah.
And like, it's really cool. I really like it.
Neato.
That's my week. It's been pretty busy with games, but it's been mostly just like playing a game here and there for like an hour and then switching it and seeing what the other games are like and stuff like that.
Yeah,
cool. I guess that's everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to add in, Blavin? Anything you want to want to tease for next week?
I'm not gonna be here.
Right, you're going to Montreal. So good luck to you at Grand Prix
Montreal.
Man, I wish they picked better playmats.
Bring me back some bagels.
Bring us back some cheap alcohol.
No.
Bring back some bagels.
What about that beef? That whatever.
But that's not going to last.
Yeah, true.
Well, yeah. We hope you do well there.
Thank you.
You're going to crush it.
Just wear a TNIB shirt and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I wish we had actual shirts.
Or
that'd
a Crunchyroll shirt.
Actually, if you wore a Crunchyroll shirt, that would.
Okay, you know what? This is over.
No, yeah. TNIB sponsored by Crunchyroll.
We're done here.
I'm down.
Blavin shirt will say TNIB brought to you
by Crunchyroll.com.
You guys are just using me for my body.
We are.
We are.
My body.
We are.
Thanks for joining us on the show.
Yeah, you can always write into us at tnib.letters@gmail.com. Mm. Or just continue on with the trend of YouTube comments. We seem to enjoy those.
Yo, Vince.
Yeah?
When are you going to review Gunpla?
I don't know.
I really like this one Gunpla, and I really want you to do it, even though you have no interest in the series.
I know.
When are you gonna review the double Zeta master grade I like?
Well, I don't really know.
I love how it's always framed like that. Are you going to review X Gundam? Please review X Gundam. Yeah. Like, it's just...
Are you gonna do this? No, just do it. Like, please? Like, just...
Yeah. Yeah. Exciting. Popular. Exciting times.
The life of a YouTube celebrity.
Oh. Yes. Yes, oh. That life.
Must be so tough, you living in your mansion for millions of dollars. Oh, I know,
with all the YouTube monies.
All that $30.
I know, right? So much. I could retire. But yeah, see you guys in 7 weeks. I mean, 7 days.
Seven, whoa.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Bye.